Welcome to our show, LFCG Radio 1. Today, we are going to talk about the matter of security in the Lycée. As you've all seen them, these men with orange coats, why are they here? Are they here to protect us? Here is one of them today to talk about. This show has been brought to you by Julian Jinidi, Ishmael Shawa, and Jules Paye.
So who actually hired you for this job? Was it the administration, the French government maybe? Who was it?
To be honest, me, I don't know. I'm just an employer for the company, which is has a contract to secure the French Lycée. So you will be a bit more secure.
What's the name of the company, actually?
The name of the company is Fort Rocher. So it's French name.
Is your job more protective or more surveillance for the children?
In that case, it's the both sides. So we look after you guys, after the little one. You need to respect them because everything what they see, they learn from you. So, and in the meantime, we try to bring a bit more easy way for you to pass the all the school process. And
so have you been specifically trained for this job, or do you have any like specific qualifications concerning?
Of course, I have military background. I have 15 years experience as a close protection bodyguard. I've been working for German ambassador in my country. Then I've been working here for very rich people, some celebrity.
Do you have any specific equipment? Because like some say that you have a camera.
Camera for any occasions. So you do something wrong or something is not as should be, everything is recorded, so you have a proof straight away. What happened? You can describe if there is a car or something suspicious. So you are ready for any occasions.
And do you have like something like a guns or pepper spray, tasers, no. Stuff like that?
In that country, this is not allowed at all.
So, have any events led to your hiring in here? Did anything cause your arrival here?
If you watching the news, the situation, the world situation, like in global, it's getting a bit, you know. Let's see, but our job is going to be more difficult, and it's going to be much more needs for security in any occasions, I will say. Yeah, because you never know.
So how long are you expected to remain here for? Because this is really new to us. Like, should we expect you to stay until, what, the next 3 years? Or something.
I don't know. This is actually contract between my company, so they won't tell me.
Right.
So actually, I'm not able to answer that question.
Okay. Do you have the right to intervene if something happened, like, I don't know, a fight between kids or something like that? Do you have the right to intervene?
Yes, I have the right to stop any kind of violence or
problem.
Yeah, or if I see that something is, you know, situation which can harm himself or using drugs or whatever.
Yeah. So do you have the right to use force?
Of course.
Against minors.
Of course, I have a license, so this is actually. So when I'm doing my duty and my job,
yes.
I have the right to use the force if somebody doing something wrong. So I can't use force to say, guys, you do nothing, but
to
do some kind of
eyes.
Yes, of course.
But
so everything is with.
But in what instances?
For example, somebody wants to come,
yeah.
Which is nothing connected to the Lycée, or
yeah.
Somebody wants to kidnap the kid, then it's my right and my duty
to protect us.
To protect, of course. Yeah. Or somebody wants to do something physically, break the windows or whatever.
Yes.
And he straight away attack the premises,
yes.
Or attack me,
yes.
Then I have a right to
and
use the force.
To be honest,
you need to hold somebody or prevent something, but not straight to attack him.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time and for your protection.
For your protection and your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll spread the message. Thank you.
Welcome.